What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco. Happy Friday, episode 19 of the Nina Blanco podcast. And yeah, it's Friday. You know what that means. It's Breakfast Burrito Friday. You know what it is. I like getting right into the song now. Breakfast Burrito Friday. Treat yourself to a breakfast burrito, especially today because you made it to Friday. You made it through the week, whether it is just making it through the work week. Maybe it's making it through the school week. Maybe it's just making it to the weekend, and that's okay. So treat yourself on a Friday with a good old-fashioned breakfast burrito. Denver, we love our breakfast burritos. And yeah, that's a tradition. I've been holding it down now for like, 3 years? Oh my gosh, you guys, Breakfast Burrito Friday is almost 3 years old. I should find out like the birth date of Breakfast Burrito Friday. And I believe it was like 2 weeks, I want to say, after Deuce, Dubs, and I took over the Party Morning Show when we were doing that whole thing. So I'm going to have to figure out the official date, but it's almost 3 years old, which is crazy. And I do know that it's coming up soon, sometime in April. So we'll have to celebrate 3 years of Breakfast Burrito Friday, which is hard to believe it's been that long, but that's what we've been doing this whole time, every single Friday, celebrating together Breakfast Burrito Friday. Whew, so I'm tired. But I promised myself like, nope, we're not skipping today. We're not going to do it. We're not going to skip this episode because we already skipped an episode when I got stuck in stupid Arizona. And we're not going to skip this episode because I made a promise to myself. I made a promise to you. It's also like, just do it. You know what I mean? Like, it's a goal for myself. So I'm just going to continue to do it, even on the days when I don't necessarily want to, because it's still fun for me. And it's not that hard to power through on a podcast. But you are forewarned that, yeah, I'm exhausted. I don't know what the deal is. I remember last week I mentioned that, you know, I had been staying awake. I mentioned it on the Yiddy podcast. If you're not listening to Yiddy, you should listen to Yiddy as well. It's another podcast that I do with my buddy Dubs, and we do it every Monday. And yeah, you can find a new episode of Yiddy, Y-I-T-T-Y, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. It's on the exact same YouTube channel that you find this podcast, the Nina Blanco podcast. So I hope that's not too confusing. But yeah, I have two podcasts right now. And I mentioned on Yiddy this past Monday that like I kept waking up throughout the night. And on Monday, I had woken up at like 3:30 in the morning and just stayed awake the whole day. And yeah, I don't know, eventually it just gets exhausting, right? But it was another one of those nights last night. I don't know why, but yeah, I woke up. I went to bed probably around 9:30, like nice and early, right? I went to bed probably around like 9:30, 10 o'clock, and then I woke up at 11:30, and I stayed up until 4 o'clock in the morning, and I don't know why. I just was awake and couldn't go to sleep, and I would just scroll on my phone until my eyes got tired, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to be able to fall asleep, and I would put my phone away, and then I'd be laying there, and then I'd wake up. And then I just couldn't go to sleep. It's so annoying. But I've also been battling a little bit of a cold. No, it's not COVID. I did test myself for that. Those at-home tests came in handy. Thanks, Polis. I used the Colorado tests that came in because those ones are the older ones, because then we got the government ones after that. So I just want to go in order of like, I don't, do they expire? I don't even know. I meant to check the box. I don't even know if they expire or not, but hopefully it did. But it came negative. It tested negative, and I'm not like overly sick or anything. I just have like a weird like nose throat thing going on. So whatever. It's more annoying. I've not been sick or like drained from that necessarily. It's just annoying. And I think that's part of what was keeping me awake as well. Cause it's like, I don't know, it was just breathing air straight into my throat. It's hard to describe. So I just won't, whatever. I'm not feeling the best right now when it comes to my throat in my nose situation, whatever. It's just not a great week, right? But I am excited. I'm excited for this weekend. I mentioned before that my mother, Norma, is coming into town, and she's coming into town tonight. Tonight, I'm going to go pick her up from the airport, and she's going to be here Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then she's leaving on Monday, and she's coming to do some wedding stuff with me. I've got some things for us to do in terms of like decor and vendors that she wants to check out that I'm trying to book, and yeah, she wants to get into it, and she wants to do wedding things with me. And I'm like, okay, mom, like, that's cute. Mother, daughter, let's do it. Because to be completely honest, I don't know if I've mentioned this before on the podcast, but I do have two older sisters. They're 10 years older than I am, and they're likely never going to get married. And I feel safe in saying that because my one sister, the middle sister, her name is Mita. I call her Mita. That she just doesn't ever want to get married. She has her partner. They've been together for forever, like since they were kids, essentially. And they don't have any plans to get married. They don't want to. They're like, it's not the government's business, blah, blah, blah. Fuck that. I'm not getting married. We love each other. They've been together for forever. So technically, they're already like in the eyes of the law. What is it, like a 10-year period? If you're together, then you're legally married or whatever. Yeah, they fall under that rule, and they don't ever really want to get like have a whole ceremony or anything like that. That's not their style. And then my other sister, my oldest sister, Lisa, that girl, she's trying her best. She's successful. She's successful in a lot of what she does when it comes to like work, and she's got her own car and a house, and she don't need no man, for sure, for sure, for sure. But when it comes to love, that's like the one thing that girl cannot figure out. So I don't know. I mean, it's very possible. It is possible that Lisa, she could get married someday, but I don't know how she feels about that either. I don't know that I've ever asked her. I don't know if she's ever really been into a potential marriage. So I just feel like I'm the only daughter of my mother's that's probably going to get married and have this big wedding and, you know, do all the wedding things. And so mom's excited. Okay. She's excited because she knows potentially this is her only chance to have her hand in wedding planning and doing something like this, which I feel like that is a part of, you know, when you are a parent. That's an exciting part of being a parent, is like the what ifs in the future of your children. And are they going to get married? Are they going to have kids of their own? What is their life going to look like? And of course, you want to be a part of that. So I think, yeah, my mom is just really excited and she wants to help. And I'm trying my best to let her help, because sometimes Norma and I butt heads. For sure. For sure. I mean, I'll call myself out. I'm a little bitch sometimes to her. I'm not going to lie. And I don't mean to be, but just sometimes we get on each other's nerves. The both of us in both different ways. So yeah, but I really am. I'm excited for the wedding, and I feel like it's crunch time, and my mom knows that and she's excited, but I don't want to talk too much about wedding stuff on today's podcast, because I would love to have a podcast episode with my mom. Hopefully we can find time this weekend. I had talked about that in the last episode of the podcast, that I want to do a podcast episode with my mother. And I just figure, you know, we're probably going to talk about wedding stuff there. So I don't want to make this episode also about wedding stuff, even though I've talked about wedding stuff the last like 10 minutes, but that's fine. We're going to change the subject. So I didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night, but I did wake up like early enough today because I have to clean my house. Like, my mom is coming over. Of course I have to clean the house. This is what you do, right? You always got to clean the house for mom. Mom's coming over. Whenever you have visitors, like, obviously you got to clean, right? I don't know, like, what it is because, like, really you don't have to, right? If you wanted to have, you know, a messy place or dirty or whatever and people come over, like, it is what it is. People know me. Like, part of me doesn't really care because it's like they know me and I'm not necessarily like a dirty person, but I'm human and we all get a little dirty. Our apartments get a little dirty or your house gets a little dirty. The bathrooms get disgusting. So you got to clean the bathrooms at least, right? So when Dubs comes over, I mentioned I have that other podcast with Dubs. It's called Yitty. Go find that one. Whenever Dubs comes over, it's honestly very rare that he even uses the bathroom in my house because he comes over to my house and we'll record here. And it's rare because he's here for like maybe an hour. We record our episode. It's usually about 30 minutes and it's pretty quick. And then we work on just like posting it together and come up with our captions and titles and whatever together. And then he leaves. So he's here for like an hour, maybe every Monday. And I always clean the bathroom for him. But this week, I didn't clean the bathroom for him. The one time that I don't clean the bathroom for him, and he normally doesn't even go into the bathroom. And then this time, of course, he went into the bathroom. So I didn't say anything, and he didn't say anything, but the bathroom was a little bit dirty. Like, you know, I don't know, things just get dusty and stuff. And it was, you could clean up a little bit around the sink. You could clean up a little bit around the toilet. You know what I mean? And I didn't do that. And the one time I don't do that for Dubs coming over on a Monday, he goes to the freaking bathroom, and he's blowing his nose like crazy. He said his allergies were, like, I don't know, all worked up. He's also fighting a little bit of a cold. And, yeah, he was in the bathroom like a lot, just like blowing his nose back and forth. And I was like, oh, my bathroom is so dirty. Like, I was low key so embarrassed. So it's like, oh, but at the same time, like, it's fine because I do clean the bathroom for Dubs every other time. So he knows like I'm clean enough and we have a nice house and we try to keep things orderly and we're not trying to be disgusting or anything like that for him. So like the one time, like, it's fine. It's fine, but also like, ugh, of course. But yeah, today, all day, I forced myself to get up no matter how tired I was because I could honestly still be sleeping right now. I didn't get no sleep last night. It sucked. But I forced myself to get up because I had shit to do today. It's crunch time. Mom's coming over tonight. So I had to get the guest room ready. Luckily, the sheets were already washed, but I had to like make the bed. I had to put away my clothes. There was laundry to be done. There's more laundry to be done. Now I'm like washing the towels in the bathroom. So she has fresh towels, vacuuming everything. I still have more dusting to do. Luckily, the kitchen's not terrible right now. Now I do need to clean the stove still. We need to clean our back room. And now that I did laundry all day, I have to put all the freaking laundry away. I hate it. I hate it so much. I hate cleaning. Oh, and I was thinking to myself earlier today, because I normally wouldn't clean the bathroom every week. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I normally wouldn't clean the bathroom every week. It's just the boy and I, and it doesn't get that bad. But since Dubs has been coming over every week, I'm like, okay, let's be more responsible. Let's be like nice and let's clean stuff for Dubs for when he comes over. So I have been cleaning the bathroom every week. And I was thinking to myself today, as I was cleaning the bathroom for my mom to come over, I have like my pink rubber gloves on. I have like the bleach spray and like a million paper towels, and I'm like scrubbing away and stuff. And I'm like, ugh, I hate this so much. No one likes cleaning the bathroom, right? No one likes all the chores and stuff. And I'm glad that we have a smaller house, the boy and I. We have a 3-bedroom home. So this room I'm in is our office. We have our bedroom and then we have a spare bedroom. And it's a 3-bedroom house. We have kind of like 2 living rooms, an okay sized kitchen. We have 1 bathroom. And I was thinking to myself, if we had a house with 2 bathrooms, I think I might hire a cleaning service. Because fuck that. I don't want to clean 2 bathrooms every fucking week. No, I hate it. I hate, is it just me? Am I being like overly whiny, overly bratty about it? But like, I hate cleaning so much. I don't mind doing dishes. I don't mind vacuuming. I don't mind the occasional dusting because that doesn't happen every week. You don't have to do that every week. You don't have to clean, like mop your floors every week. At least I don't. Maybe I'm totally wrong. But like when it comes to the bathroom, that gets dirty so fast. When it comes to laundry, there's always so much laundry. And like those are the things that like you hate the most, right? And then because you're not cleaning things every week, it's like stuff builds up, you know, around the corners or on the edge of the countertops. You know what I mean? And just like all that stuff, it kind of just adds up. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, it's looking real dingy over there. I need to go in for a deep clean. And it's just this endless cycle of clean, clean, clean. And if I had a bigger house, even if it was the same 3-bedroom, the same house, but an added bathroom, I would hire a cleaning service. I don't want to do it. So like part of me also, because the boy and I, we bought this house a couple years ago in 2018. And we love our house. We've definitely made it our own. And we have more plans for this house. And we never, ever, ever want to let go of this house, no matter what happens in our futures and our lives. Like, we'll rent it out or, you know, we'll figure it out. But we don't want to get rid of this house ever, pretty much ever. And I was thinking to myself, well, one day, you know, it would be cool to upgrade maybe a 2-story house or a house with a garage or a house with a basement would be cool, you know, something bigger, and to have 2 bathrooms, because it is kind of a pain whenever I have guests come over because we have 1 bathroom and my bathroom is tiny and it's not the most comfortable outside of like the boy and I. Whenever we have guests come over, I'm going to be honest, it's not. And then it gets dirty fast. But if we had that bigger house where I would like 2 bathrooms and, you know, another level to the house, or, you know, you got to keep moving up. You got to find that bigger house. I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore that I want that solely based on the fact that I'd have to clean it. And the boy helps. He helps. Absolutely. We like share 50-50 everything. And that comes, that's like cleaning as well, laundry as well, dishes as well, all of it. So he helps. But like me specifically, I hate it. I hate it so much. And it's making me never want to get a bigger house. But if we do get a bigger house, then hopefully we're in a better financial spot. And I'm hiring a freaking cleaning service. I don't care. I don't care. I hate cleaning so much. And I won't do it. I will not have to. I won't. If I had 2 bathrooms I have to clean every week. No. Absolutely not. No. No way. Anyway, as I was cleaning for my mom today, all of these like thoughts just came into my mind as I was scrubbing with my little pink gloves and vacuuming and putting stuff away. And I have all this laundry I have to do after this podcast. So yeah, screw cleaning. Anyway, that was my story. But yeah, cleaning for mom. Mom's coming over. And my mom used to be crazy about cleaning. And she still is. She still is. And my parents have a big house. They have a big house because, they took in my niece and 2 nephews when they were little. And so we needed, and then they had me as well. And then they needed room for them. And we had a dog as well. And so they have a pretty big house. They did what they had to do and get a bigger house for all of us to be comfortable. They have a 5-bedroom home. They have 3 bathrooms. They have basement. They have 3 floors in their house. My mom was constantly cleaning. And like now that I have my own place, you think about it, she was constantly cleaning. Like y'all should have hired a service. Well, I guess you had kids and you tried to make us to like do chores, which we did like some of the time. I tried sometimes to help my mom. And especially when, of course, when you have guests come over, you have to clean a little bit more. And I would try to help my mom, especially if we were hosting Christmas or Thanksgiving or people were coming over. My mom's like, do you need to clean? And I'm like, why? But I would try to help her here and there. But I definitely did not help her as much as I should have. That's a lot of cleaning for one person. A lot of house to clean for one person. Y'all should have hired a cleaning service. That was Crystal Lake, Illinois. That was bougie. That was a bougie place, okay? It would have been fine. You guys should have hired a cleaning service. Don't give me the chores. I don't want to do it. I'm still grown up now. I have my own place. I don't want to do it. I want to hire a cleaner now. I have one bathroom to clean. Maybe I am just a brat. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. Is that weird? I don't know anymore. But saying all this out loud is like making me rethink it. Like, maybe this is a bad idea to like expose this part of myself because I sound lazy and dirty, admittedly. But I hate it. I hate it a lot. So, but it's a part of like those things that you got to do. Anyway, let's get into it, huh? Let's do some celebrity stories. So Drake, he is selling a mansion that he has in Hidden Hills in California, in LA. And it looks like he drew in a bunch of celebrities to potentially buy this place. He got the eyes of Britney Spears. Britney Spears came to like kind of like the open house or whatever it was. Britney Spears came with her fiance, Sam Asghari, and they were checking out the property. I mean, Britney does have her own house right now, but I totally understand and I get it. And I think it's probably a positive thing for her to do is to like get out of the current place that she is at right now. I'm sure that place is filled with not so great memories as she was living there the last couple of years during hard parts of her conservatorship, during parts where she's fighting this conservatorship to get out of it. Hashtag free Britney, all of it. And I'm sure that, you know, she has memories of, oh yeah, well, I was in that bedroom when this and this happened. And I was crying for 3 hours in there. You know what I mean? Or, oh yeah, the gym that I accidentally set on fire because my candle exploded. You don't want to be reminded about these things. And so I'm sure that there are like a lot of positive memories in Britney's current house, but also a lot of really negative memories in her house because she tried to make that her safe place. For sure. But going through everything that she was going through and living there, like that's going to come up. Those memories, those thoughts, those feelings are definitely going to come up. And it's a new chapter for her. Okay. She did it. She got her freedom. She got out of that conservatorship and now she's doing her own thing. And so she wants to move on to the next chapter and get a place for her and Sam. They're going to get married and that's their place. You know what I mean? Instead of just Britney's place where she had to deal with all this bullshit. So Britney Spears was checking out Drake's mansion. It's called the YOLO Mansion. It looks like it has a pretty sweet pool and some waterfalls in the backyard and fireplaces. And it's a mansion, of course, right? So all the living rooms, all the bedrooms, beautiful, beautiful property. Something that this property has that not a lot of houses have is a recording studio. Drake was sure to install that there. And so if Britney Spears also potentially buys Drake's house that has a recording studio in it, yes, girl, please give us some new music. If you want to, it would be really cool. But if she has a recording studio in her home, it might tempt her. And I'm down for that. I am so down for that. So we'll see. It looks like there was a lot of people who were interested in Drake's mansion. So we'll see if Britney is able to snag the property if she liked it enough or potentially get outbid because a lot of people were interested. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker, bro, y'all need to chill the fuck out. It's not that serious. So they're like super about the PDA. They're all in love with each other. I get it, right? And they're like newly engaged. Like, I get it, okay? Because I'm there too, right? All right, you love your husband. You see your future. You're excited. And especially when you recently get engaged. And for them, like, I don't know, it's still newer, their whole relationship. Like, they're going to be all over each other. I get it. But also, chill the fuck out because you guys are like 40. So they were on the beach. I guess they were on the beach in California and Kourtney and Travis were just being disgusting with one another. They were, you know, in their bathing suits, just having a beach day, which is fine. They were playing in the water and stuff. But then at one point they kind of were like laying on their towels or laying in a blanket in the sand on the beach. And they were like basically dry humping each other, like hardcore making out. Like Courtney is straddling him. Like this is a public fucking beach. There are a lot of people around. Courtney's straddling him. They're essentially dry humping each other. Like you guys are 40 with children at home. This is embarrassing for them. Knock it off. You don't need to be acting that way, you fucking nasties. Go home and fuck already. Anyway, I'm sorry that was a lot. But it got bad though. It got bad to the point where I guess a lady who was at the beach with her kids, she went up to Courtney and was like, excuse me, like, we don't know. Okay, maybe I don't know what she said. I don't know what she said. So maybe she was like, oh, hey, I'm a big fan. Keep making out. But probably not. This mom with a bunch of kids on this beach, very public beach, probably went up to Courtney and Travis like, hey, can you stop? That is inappropriate. My kids are asking questions. I can see your boner, Travis. Like, stop it. So I don't know. It was just a lot. But like, you guys are 40. Fucking knock it off. That's disgusting. It ain't like that. This came as quite the surprise. Elon Musk and ex-girlfriend Grimes welcomed baby number 2. They had a secret surrogate birth. I guess baby number 2 was born back in December via surrogate, and it's a girl. They had a baby boy together before, and this time it is a girl, and this baby's name is just as weird as the first one. It is what it is. Her name is Exa Dark Sidrail. But they call her Y for short. Yeah. So their son, who goes by X, I forgot how to say his name. It's X-A-E-A-12. I don't know. They call him X, and now this baby is called Y, even though the baby's name is Exa. But, like, I could see Exa. Like, you can just call the baby Exa. I could see that being, like, a cute little name. I don't know what it means, and I'm sure that there's something to it. But Exa would be cute enough, and I don't know why, but they're calling her Y. But, okay, do you, you freaking weirdos, I guess. But, yeah, Grimes, I guess, dropped the baby news to Vanity Fair, and she did talk about the fact that, yeah, she and Elon break up back in September. They broke up, and so as far as their relationship now, she was a little bit coy about it. She's like, I guess you could call him my boyfriend, but we're really fluid. So, like, they're in a relationship, but not in a relationship, but they're choosing to continue to have more babies. And they said something about that's their mission. So now they just want to have a bunch of babies, I guess. I wonder if a third one is going to come soon. I don't know. We need XYZ. They're going to need a Z, right? XYZ. So I'm just going to put it out there. They're probably going to go for baby number 3, and it's going to be called Z. Watch. I'm Nina Blanco. Thank you so much for listening to episode 19 of the Nina Blanco podcast. You can listen to me on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on YouTube as well. And make sure to follow me on Instagram and all the other social medias. If you're not already, just search the Nina Blanco and you will find me. And let's end this the only way we know how to on a Friday. You know what it is. Yeah. Thank you for listening. Bye.